With that, we'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. It's a beautiful day. Travis, you got some words?
Yeah, my brother Mike had another incident yesterday. His arm, right arm, went very numb. He couldn't use it. And so they took him to the hospital. He had a minor stroke again. It was the second time. So they called it a
TA.
Anyway. That's it. So anyway, should be going back home today.
Thank you, Lord, hear our prayer. Linda.
I went to visit Dr. Sawyer the other day with a friend of mine. And it's a very sad situation. And I told him when I left, I said, "We're lifting you up in prayer at church." And he just looked at me and smiled. I can't talk
anymore. I'm just going to ask you. You know, just getting a smile from him lets you know his soul is in good shape. That's really
I did ask him if I could come back. I said, "Can I come back another day?" And he was able to say, "Yes."
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great. I'd asked Tracy this morning how her dad was doing, and he's diabetic, and I know some of us are diabetic. Some of us got different stages than others, but she said, a burger kind of just tacked him on his foot or something, and it got infected. So he's not here this morning. You got any other words of wisdom or prayer requests this morning, Tracy?
Well, you and I briefly spoke about some things that Don and I are trying to accomplish. Just struggles right now financially. Really trying to figure out what to do about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers.
Judy, how is Austin Smith?
He's doing fairly well. He had to hire somebody to help him with his business because I saw him the other day and he said, just can't stay out in the sun right now. He's still got the treatments. Hopefully, once his hands are gone, he'll do the stem cell thing. But he seems to be holding his own right now. He's taken all the radiation that they're going to give him in his neck, but he's still having to. And they have a praise through all of this cancer and stuff. His wife's pregnant. And she had 11 miscarriages when they had their first child. And so she's, why did this happen now? And I said, God has a way of giving us some sunshine along with the rain. So, that's what I told her. But anyway, we won't travel to nurses. He's on his way home. He's been in the mountains with his other set of grandparents, and he's ready to come home. And so hopefully he's on his way home today. And my older brother, Barty, the 91-year-old, he went to the hospital this week, but he was already in the emergency room. But I saw him yesterday, and he's still holding his own. So.
Thank you. Anybody else?